Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, the N3 still a little busy southbound into the Galulis interchange, slow from the R24 and the N12 side as well, and then busy northbound out of Buccleuch until you get to about Olifantsfontein.
Multichoice het aangekondig dat sy bestuurshoof Mark Jury na bykans 10 jaar aan stuur van sake vandag bedank het. Hy gaan die pos in Mei verlaat en die leisels oorhandig aan die hoof van finansies, Byron Du Plessis. En die Tshwane Metro het bykomende kliëntsorgsentrums oopgemaak om seker te maak dat die aantal inwoners wat nog hulle kragmeters moet opgradeer voor Sondag betyds so kan maak. En dan na die buiteland, nadat Rusland gister nog 'n omstrede aanval teen Oekraïne geloods het, het die land se geldeenheid getuimel tot sy laagste vlak sedert maart 2022. Rusland het 'n hypersoniese missiel lanceer en die VSA het ook aangekondig dat hy sanksies plaas op een van Rusland se grootste banke. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Aubrey Grobler van PSG Welvaart in Pretoria Oos sê die jongste plaaslike sake nuus.
Die JSE sluit die week 0,1% hoër te danke aan 'n sterk prestasie vanaf die goudaandele op die rug van gister se rentekoersbesluit in Suid-Afrika. Die hulpbronne indeks sluit ook 2,3% hoër. Dit was 'n moeiliker dag vir nywerheidsaandele met die nywerheidsindeks wat se 0,3% laer sluit en finansiële aandele sluit ook die week af op 'n laer noot met die finansiële indeks wat sowat 0,6% laer sluit.
En van daar af die jongste op maatskappye nuus.
Bate bekend gemaak waar aangepaste wesensverdienste per aandeel gegroei het met 25%. Remgro se aandeelprys sluit sowat 1% hoër.
En Marian Roberts het in sake redding getree. Die maatskappy het die JSE gevra om verhandelinge in hulle aandele tydelik op te skort.
Die maatskappy se doel is om uitstaande skulde af te betaal met die verkoop van nuwe kernbates. Die aandeelprys het sowat 64% gedaal in die laaste 3 maande.
'n Dollar kos in die stadium R18.09, 'n euro R18.84 en die pond R22.66. Bitcoin verhandel teen $97,538 en goud teen $2,695.76 per fyn ons. Olie verhandel teen $74.59 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Forshey, meer nuus om 6.
Time for the latest sport with Joe Mann. It's brought to you by Superbets. Know your sport better than anyone else? Prove it at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with the live action that's happening with the West Indies taking on Bangladesh. Bangladesh won the toss and chose to field first, and they've got the West Indies in a spot of bother early on, 31 for 2, the score at the moment for the West Indies. And in the other match that was played earlier on in the day, well, Australia managed to bowl out the Indians for just 150 runs, but they were in trouble themselves at 67 for 7 with Jasprit Bumrah doing the damage with 4 for 17 early on, just 27 overs into that innings and already 7 wickets down for the Aussies, so it's going to be an interesting time in Perth on day 2 tomorrow. Springbok captain Siya Kolisi wants to make the 2027 Rugby World Cup in Australia, but he knows that he won't be given any free rides and he has to maintain his form and fitness to be considered. He's now 33 and will be 36 by the time the showpiece runs around. And England coach Steve Borthwick has recalled Tom Curry to face Japan at Twickenham on Sunday. This is going to, as he's looking to end a 5-game losing streak with victory in their concluding November international. Curry missed last week's 29-20 defeat by the Australians. And of course, he was taken down by Rob Valentini in the previous week. And this time around, though, the 26-year-old flanker, he's had a second major head injury after he was also removed from a club match for Sale in September. Curry has now suffered 5 concussions over the last 2 years. Ireland will be seeking to put together a convincing performance in their one-off test match against Fiji that's happening tomorrow. Coach Andy Farrell has made several changes to the starting 15 as Fiji seek to beat Ireland for the very first time in the